Hey everybody, what's up? It's Mike. Welcome to another episode of the Creative Insights Podcast. Now, do you sometimes wonder why your Instagram posts get only a few likes or comments? I mean, you put in all the work creating a beautiful post and picture, spend hours on writing a caption, and after your posting, no engagement. No likes, no comments, no nothing. Well, it's happened to me before. But today's guest on the show has a secret formula to become more visible on Instagram, so you can make an income while making an impact. Her name is Valerie Luckett, a mindset strategist who helps entrepreneurs break through their income ceilings and manifest in abundance and sales. She grew her Instagram following to 35,000 followers and made 11,000 in just 2 days off the platform. She wants to help other entrepreneurs get excited about their dreams and passions by being able to create the freedom lifestyle they desire. I reached out to Valerie because of the things she was talking about, that your energy and your mindset affects your posts on social media. How crazy is that? She's talking about how to connect first to your source and create an optimistic attitude and mindset. It's like your mobile phone. You first have to charge it before you can use it. So with your energy and the right mindset, you're able to attract the right people. So stay tuned. She has an inspiring story, sharing her wisdom, coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Hey, Valerie, welcome to the show. And yeah, I'm really glad you could join, and thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. I think your Instagram feed is really amazing. So amazing photos you're sharing, and also you have a beautiful website. So, and I can't wait to share your story and share some of your tactics and strategies on how to grow your business, and share them with everyone else listening into the podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm here to help in any way I can.
Well, that's great. The first thing, because I also followed your Instagram stories, and you recently also had this webinar. And you were mentioning something about this, creating a feeling on your Instagram profile with the pictures you're posting, and that somehow really clicked with me, because I also have my own Instagram profile, and I grew one account to over 80,000 followers, and somehow what you said really clicked with me, that when you're posting, you really have to be in the right mindset and attract the followers to your post. So somehow that really made a lot of sense to me. So I really will be glad to learn more about it.
That's what the purpose of Instagram is, and it's great because there's so many things in one area, right? So it is your business card. So when people come to Instagram, it's just like your website. It's 6 seconds for people to decide, do I want to know more about this person, or am I going to go to the next thing? Because people's attention, nowadays doesn't last very long.
Right. Yeah, right? I definitely agree with that. That's, I really see Instagram like your new homepage.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm all about, you know, I do the mindset coaching and energy work and manifestation, and I'm all about the visual, you know, creating your vision boards. And that's what actually is how you manifest really quickly. And then also the feeling, you know, that it gives you. So you really want to use your Instagram as your vision board of how you want your ideal client to see it. Right? Like, oh, I want that. I want that lifestyle. I want, you know, what is she doing? I want to know more about her. So it's really creating that instant visual for your ideal client. So that's where the, you know, magnetism and energy comes from, which is crucial, which a lot of people miss. And that was something that I missed when I started out my business, not even really aware that, like, okay, that's the 80% that you need. And a lot of us think the 80% we need is, you know, all the, you know, the website, all the pretty stuff, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, you have to create some kind of feeling to attract the right customers. So when did you, what gave you the idea to start your business, and why did you create it?
Well, yeah, this was actually a major event in my life that led me to start my own business. So it wasn't like I was sitting there like, I'm going to start my own online business. So a lot of times, you know, you have to take action, right, to get to the next step and therefore. So let's just say I jumped off of a cliff first, which is not, it's not what most people do, but you know, I didn't have a plan in place to start an online business. It was just the next best step for me after I, you know, jumped off the cliff. So basically, you know, the reason why I started my own coaching business is because I wasn't happy with where I was in my life and my career. And I was going to therapy for years and didn't understand why my life still wasn't changing much. So like I would feel better in the moment, but still my patterns were there and I was still creating the same reality. And then one day my girlfriend called me and was like, you have to go see this life coach. And after a session with her, I knew that I wanted to explore things further. So I worked with her for several years and saw significant changes in my life. And she taught me how to manifest and open a world of creation that I had no idea about. And that's what led me to start coaching others. And then I started tapping into the subconscious mind through NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, for those that are not aware of that. Landmark, which is another, you know, form of really digging into, you know, why you create the same patterns. And then hypnosis is how you really train your brain, you know, to what you really desire. So that led me to quit my job of 14 years as a middle school teacher. And I sold all my stuff. I met this guy in NLP and I moved to Europe, to Menorca, Spain, to really jumpstart my own Eat, Pray, Love journey. And so that's what led me after that. That's when I got into the whole online world and joined a 4-month group coaching program, which was the basis of how to start an online program.
All right. Okay. So you did, you totally, reprogrammed your mindset, and by using NLP. I'm also, I followed NLP last year, and mm-hmm. I did my practitioner. You did your master's, I believe. Yeah.
Yep, I did my master's practitioner, which was awesome.
All right. Okay. So, and how did you discover this this secret by using your energy and your mindset to attract the right people and to integrate it in your brand? How did you come up with that?
Yeah, it's just because that's what I kept doing and I was so good at it. And you're like, okay, obviously, you know, you have to go to the thing that you're really good at, that's easy for you. And sometimes we overlook those things that are really easy for us. And we're trying to, then we look in other places like, okay, what else can I do? But no, that's the thing that's fun, the thing that you absolutely love, you desire, you get results quickly. Mm-hmm. So I just, let's say after, every time I'd be like, okay, this is where I want to live. then it would happen, right? So it's all about claiming what you desire and then having no resistance to it is how you can manifest quickly. So one day I was like, okay, you know, I really want an ocean view home. And that's the thing that I feel is going to open up opportunity to everything, my business, relationships, health, you know, that I just felt like that was the first thing for me. So the secret for me, or what has worked for me, is I decided to make a vision board of just an ocean view home, right? Instead of what happens is a lot of people make vision boards of a whole bunch of things, right? And sometimes your mind is like, wow, it's overwhelmed by all the things that you're putting on your vision board. And there's a lot of words and a lot of pictures and different things that you want. So for me, I found that focusing on one thing enhances and intensifies that manifestation. So on top of that, I would literally just talk about my ocean view home. And then I would go to the gym and I would drive down the street and say, this is where I want to live. Not even knowing like it even existed, the place that I wanted. I mean, literally the exact like pictures that I had on my vision board All came right. into fruition.
Okay, so really focusing on one thing and put all your energy just on that thing that to make it real, I guess.
and once you do that, all the people and places and opportunities will appear for you. Right. So it's really trusting, and that's what I had to do. Is I had to take the steps right. Before it's that believing before you're seeing, and a lot of people have to see before they believe, and the universe works the opposite. So if you believe in it, you desire it, it's going to happen. You know, it'll happen faster if you have no resistance, and that's the key to really quantum leaping anything that you desire.
Okay, so is that also why some people are failing to reach their goals by focusing on too many things at the same time?
Yep, too many things. Your subconscious mind can only handle three at a time. After that, it's like overwhelm.
Okay.
So you have to keep things simple, right? And then you have to acknowledge yourself. So the problem is a lot of people beat themselves up because they have 20 things to do and they're overwhelmed. And then they get nothing done because they're just thinking about the list that they have to do.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
It sounds familiar that, I also have so many goals and, things that I want to reach. So, but, I think it's indeed important to, slim it down to only a few of them and focus really on what's important.
Yep, focus, key.
Right. So what can people people expect when they visit your Instagram profile, and that can be useful for them? I see that you offer like also an Instagram makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a masterclass, I believe.
I do, but it's not up.
All right.
Yeah, so you know, we offer different like free things. So it just depends on what we're doing to not overwhelm, right, people with all the free things. So we actually just created a Boost Your Brand and Sales bundle for people who want to really understand the branding side of Instagram and where to start. And then also I included a mindset practice that literally, you know, where I received $11,000 in 3 days from Instagram when I was just first starting out. And then also how to manifest. So I keep it simple with starting out, like how to manifest 1K, right? So there's just different activities that you can do. So if you can manifest 1K, you can manifest 10K, you can manifest 100K. It's the same process. Mm-hmm. All of it's the same process. It just comes down to really your belief system and what's in your way. Mm. And so that's in the process. I have a 5-step process of what I take my clients through for manifesting. So if something comes up, you know, then we get rid of it so we can collapse time and you can achieve your goals a lot faster.
Okay. So really, you really start out with one product and then expand it over time? Is that how you build it up, or what are some of the biggest lessons that you learned when you first started out?
Oh my gosh. So there's so many, because right, it wasn't like I was really building this on the side. I kind of just leaped into it. And so when I was in that group program, you know, they take you step by step, but there's really so much more to know when you're building a business. And well, for the number one thing is I was like, oh, I have to get a website up to even be considered, right, as a online coach. So I would spend all my time working on my website, which I didn't like. And I had a coach helping me with it, but I don't even think he knew what he was doing.
All right.
So it was just like really, it's like really understanding the people you're hiring as well and how they can help you. Because I think you're just trying to play different roles of like, oh, I can help you with this. Give me money. Oh, I can help you with this. I'm like, okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so going from being a teacher and getting paid consistently to an entrepreneur is a whole other mindset, because you're like, well, I'm working, but you're not getting paid. You're not putting yourself out there to work with clients. But this actually, right before I left for Europe, I signed my first 3-month client. I had clients on the side, but they were just like one sessions. And so that was my 3-month package client that I had when I went over. Well, if you can do something once, you can do it again. You can do it again. You can do it again. So I wish I was like, oh yeah, I can enroll clients while I build this website, right? While I work on this online website, instead of my mindset at that time was like, I need to get everything in order
right
before I can get another client, was kind of the deal.
So when you first started out, what was one of the things that you you wish you knew when you first started out?
Yeah, it's just how to make money while you build your business, right?
Right.
And then also just all the foundational parts, right? The LLC, the business counts, getting your finances in alignment, tracking your money, really understanding your investments
right.
That part. And I see that a lot, you know, and that's probably been one of my biggest challenges in all of it, because when you start your business, there's so much to invest in, right? There's so many moving parts as well. And then and it's good because you're learning, right? So technology was probably one of my big setbacks of like trying to connect everything and learning, you know, how to build opt-ins and your email list. And I mean, that takes hours on hours and hours as in frustration. And so really, you know, starting over, I would research a lot more. I would look for a team of people that already like communicate with each other, instead of looking for one-offs and pieces and here and there. And like the shiny object syndrome is for real. And you keep reaching out of like, okay, like how can I make things better? And what else can I do? But there's only so much time for you to do it all.
Exactly. Yeah. It's first important. Yeah. It's important first to have the basis in order and get your website up. And if your company, your accounting and everything under control, and then grow it further, right?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly believe you don't have to have a website.
Okay.
Eventually, but I don't think that's the number one thing to do. I think the number one thing is to connect with people and make money, right? Because that's what's going to keep you going. This is why a lot of businesses don't last very long, is because of that purpose, is that you're trying to do all the things behind the scenes, and then you forget to like get visible, and people don't even know you exist, and marketing, and you know, there's just, it's a lot. So if you start connecting with people, which is what I started to do on Instagram, I started telling my story, right? People connect with you emotionally. So I just started taking, my friend told me, start taking selfies, put it on Instagram and tell your story. And that's what I started to do. And now it's even more powerful with the story, part, you know, part on Instagram. They didn't have that, you know, 3 years ago when I started out. So there's so much more that you can leverage now on Instagram, which is why I love it.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, Instagram is a great platform to connect with people via the DM or IG stories. Indeed, you can do video calls and so on. I mean, it's an amazing platform, and it's also really so easy to reach out to people. I reached out to you as well. I mean,
exactly.
I really think it's also a really nice platform to start building your business. And indeed, you don't need immediately a website, but I do recommend that you have some kind of base, and also mm-hmm. that you build some kind of mailing list, because of course we don't own Instagram or Facebook, so it's, besides that, it's important,
it's a great
to
place to start, you know.
So you started building your Instagram feed, your followers, mm-hmm. and what are some of the tips that you can give to grow your followers? What is your tactic?
Oh, tips?
Right.
Oh, I would just say, you know, connecting with people. And this is why, I mean, knowing your ideal client is important, because, you know, obviously there's so many people on Instagram.
Right.
So it's just really, learning about people. Like, hey, I really like your feed. What do you do? Let's connect. So I do believe connection, you know, they say content is king and connection is the queen. You know, those two really is the start of what you need to get started. Because people, also I would say video. I started posting a lot of video on Instagram, where I would just do, you know, at that time they only had the 1 minute videos, but that's the fastest way to connect with people. When I ask someone, oh, like, what made you decide to reach out to me? They're like, oh, I saw your videos on, now they have the IGTV. So she's like, oh, I watched your video. And then she immediately became my client. So when people say about, oh, it takes a while, you know, the whole no like trust factor, I would have to disagree on that, because one, when I know and I have that feeling that I like this person or I want to work with this person, it doesn't take me long to decide. And so you get to create that. Either you can tell yourself it's going to take a long time for your ideal client to want to work with you, or you can say, you know what, they're just going to really like my energy and like what I have to say, and it won't take very many touches, you know. So that's why, once again, it's not about the way, you know, necessarily the way you look or what, you know, it's your energy. And so that's with all of life. Like, people will say, I like your energy.
Okay, so really it's about engaging with people, and also using video, Instagram stories, the IGTV channel, and you have now also, I think, believe. That's really helped you to grow your business and your following. Yeah. So And where do your creative insights come from?
I would say the most is literally just sitting still. Like, when I sit still, that's where everything downloads. When I'm like rushing around, overwhelmed, you know, starting one project, going to the next project, it's that frantic energy. And so it takes you a lot longer to get things done when you, one, don't trust yourself that you already know, you know, what to do or what to say, or everything you have around you. Like, if you're in your office or wherever you are, all you have to say is, everything that I need is right here, right? It's not outside. I mean, we have access to so much, you know, from our computers, but even not having your computer, I'm pretty sure you have the information, you know, what you need. And the most powerful information is the one that you get downloaded just by sitting still. So it's really about asking questions like, what do I need? Or what is my message today? And then really listening to it. And let's say you don't get it in that moment, it will come to you.
Right.
Because you're opening yourself up and channeling and focusing on that one thing that you really, you know, want to hear. So a lot of things that I talk about also is understanding how to operate from your feminine energy versus your masculine energy. So when you're in your masculine energy all the time, that's where burnout comes from. And then when you're in the flow and you're manifesting, right, and your intuition and you're listening, that's where you operate from the feminine energy, which tends to be a lot more powerful.
Okay, so really it's, yeah, taking time off, relax, and that's how you connect to your source, your energy, and get in the right mindset.
Mm-hmm. So you got to plug in first. So if you want the heater to work, you got to plug it in first and then turn it on. A lot of people are just trying to turn it on first without plugging it in. And so that's why the people might say, oh, you know, I get clients, oh, no one liked this or not, you know, and then that's where you start complaining. And that's where the mindset kicks in of really caring about your likes or who right. said who didn't say that and why hasn't anyone opted in and da 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 da, right? So it just creates this downward spiral because, you know, they're not trusting, they're not listening, they're not believing. So once again, people want to see before they believe. So you have manifesting is 100% certainty and 0% attachment. So when you've asked something, you need to know that that's already taken care of.
Okay.
But but if you have so much resistance and doubt and negative energy, then it's not coming until you fix your behavior. So it's like your behavior matters.
Yeah. So really your energy, whenever you're posting something on Instagram and you're not in the right mindset, then it will affect your likes or your followers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if people went to their analytics on Instagram, you know, you got to ask yourself, okay, why did this get more engagement or why did people like this more? What about it?
Right.
You know, what mindset was I in? So you really need to start reflecting, right? It's all about reflecting daily, what's really going on, looking at, you know, it is numbers and a combination of things when you want to start really understanding what's going on.
Okay. So, and so what you do is meditate or you just relax or what kind of tips do you have to get in that right mindset?
I do it all. I do journaling, I do meditation, visualizing, I read, I listen to audios.
Okay.
I mean, and it's a practice. It's like nonstop practice, right? So you really want to get into gratitude is, you know, you want to understand the high vibration and how to stay in the high vibration. And literally, if you want to change, it's always like, okay, what are you grateful for? Because you have to be grateful for all that you have to receive more, right? If you're just only focusing on what you don't have when you have so much to be grateful for, then that's when, you know, you're not going to get what you really want. So it's really from the moment you wake up in the morning, you have to give gratitude from the very beginning because that's the most important times are right when you wake up and right before you go to bed. So your subconscious mind can work while you sleep. And then when you wake up, that's what sets the tone for the day.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds, makes a lot of sense. And to get in that right mindset, positive energy, especially being grateful for what you have and focusing on the positive. I'm busy with these kind of things lately also. And I really believe it will help you to reach your goals a lot faster. So, what can we expect from you in the future with your business? Do you have any plans this year? Big plans?
Yeah. I know. It's like I already feel the rush of amazingness. But we have started. It's called Insta Queen Mindset and Social Media Pop-Up. So what we're doing is we're hosting pop-ups. Right now we're doing it in, you know, LA area. So from Orange County to LA. And these are events that we're going to, you know, they're fun fun little pop-up events for women who really want to learn more about Instagram and how to make more sales on Instagram and the mindset behind it. And from there, we're going to be, you know, hosting some VIP, we're going to call them VIP goddess days. And then we have a new program that's called Insta Sales Mastermind, which is an 8-week online course that feeds into a retreat to Cabo. So you get the best of both worlds where, you know, we'll show you how to set it all up from the very beginning so you're not skipping ahead and, you know, overwhelmed. So we take you step by step with your mindset. And I'm focusing on money mindset and how to become a money magnet and ultimately how to, you know, really build that dream business lifestyle. Because when you have your own business, your business is, you know, everything feeds off of your business. It kind of becomes one instead of separate, like business, you know, I go to work and then I forget about work and then I do my personal life and I forget about that. And I feel like it's more compartmentalized when you are in a quote unquote, you know, job versus your own business. So how to create that from the inside out. And then connection, and a lot of people are missing connection. So that's why we're doing both, you know, how to leverage social media, but also how to connect in person, which I believe is the strongest, you know, energy that you have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, these events and even a retreat. It seems like you are somehow taking your online business to an offline business. To a whole retreat, so yeah, I think it's sounds like a really nice event, and yeah, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
So, keep up the great work, and yeah, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom and tactics how to grow your business, your Instagram feed. And yeah, what can, for the listeners, from which URL can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Valerie Luckett. So it's just under my name, my Instagram. And then my website is called Your Inner Billionaire. So yourinnerbillionaire.com.
All right. Okay. I will also share this in the show notes so that people can find these links. And connect with you. All right, Valerie. Well, thank you so much. And I'd like to talk to you one day again and see how you've grown again.
Absolutely, yeah. Come back to the end of the year and see what's happened for sure. I'm excited.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast with Valerie Luckett. You can find more information about Valerie in the show notes, and I would love to hear your feedback about the episode. And if you need any help to grow your social media following, just let me know. I would also really appreciate if you leave me a review on iTunes. So take out your phone, subscribe to my show, leave a review, and yeah, we will have many more inspiring guests coming up. So if you haven't subscribed yet, you want to do that right now so that you won't miss another episode. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt, and I'm here to help you become more effective online and grow your business. You can find me on social media everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, mikereinhardt.com. Thanks for listening, and see you in the next episode.